Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 10. This is letter number 3044, Baruch Hashem. This is dated on the 22nd day of Marchesh, Vintoshan Tezvav, Brooklyn. And the Rebbe is addressing it to Rabbi Chosid Marin Rabbi Yitzchak Zalman Sheikhia Posner, Rabbi Posner, Shalom Avrocha. Now, I guess in the shul that he was davening, they had an issue about putting in the paroiches. Usually we have it on the outside of the ark, but over there they had an issue about putting in the paroiches inside of the ark. And the Rebbe is...
We read this already.
Yeah, well, we started, but the Rebbe tells him that your father-in-law, Harav HaGoyin, Reb Shimon Aron Shlomo Aron Kazanovsky, he showed me your letter about the paroches in the Aron Kodesh, and I guess he pointed out to a disagreement of Rashi and Tosos in the Talmud Megillah. Now it says in 22b, I tried to look up that source, I could not find what he means. I need some more research, but the Rebbe says that from there, there is an issue about the paroches. In other words, it's not a practical issue. On the contrary, the Rebbe says that from the Tosfos and the Rashi that he's referencing, on the contrary, over there it's kind of obvious that there was a tradition to bring a paroches inside of the ark. Now, there's a follow-up letter later on, the Rebbe to him, the Rebbe follows up, the Rebbe explains that it is obvious that a paroches is made outside. Here the issue, what we're trying to figure out, is it also possible to have a paroches on the inside? Not that a paroches on the outside is done. That's the common way that we do it. It's not even a question. The question is, could you have the paroches on the inside? The Rebbe says that, absolutely. It seems from those places that people did make a, from the Rashi and Tos, did put a paroches on the inside. And yet, the Rebbe says, while it may have been done, but today, there is a problem to put a paroches inside of the Aron Kodesh, even if you have an additional one on the outside, because that would be changing the tradition of the shuls in the later generations. All shuls know in our generation they put the paroches on the outside. Having it changed would mean a change of a tradition. And it's known that it was very much, the rabbis were very particular not to change customs. Even if there was no prohibition, there was nothing, but just this, if this became the tradition, especially when we talk about traditions in our country, the Rebbe says, you know, we need to strengthen the traditions. Unfortunately, you know, the Rebbe doesn't elaborate here, but there was a lot of shuls making changes of the mechitzas, making changes, separation of women of men, and there was a lot of changes. So the Rebbe says it's very important to stick to the old traditions, just to strengthen traditions so people don't sort of become lean in other places. So the Rebbe does not advocate to put a paroches inside the Aron Kodesh, even if you have a paroches, a curtain on the outside. Further, the Rebbe mentions to him that he did not direct where he sent a check, a donation. So the Rebbe said, you didn't say where to place it, so it has been passed along to the Lishkas Chashoyin. Those are the tzedakah, which is done in a quiet, in a private, a respectful way, so it's not publicized. And this is, matter of fact, one of the great levels of tzedakah, so that the person receiving it doesn't know who gave it to them, so it's a more respectful way, and the person giving doesn't know who is getting it, he just knows that, so there is no taking out of any recognition or any appreciations. And Rebbe says, I gave it to that fund. So basically, the Rebbe says, Rebbe's conclusion is not to have a parochas inside of the Oron, only on the outside.